Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Ephesians chapter 4, reading verses 17 to 21. These I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to walk all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that you have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Amen. The title of our message is The Life of God. St. Paul, writing to the believers in Ephesus, the Ephesians, he said to them that they should not walk as other Gentiles do, since they have heard of the Lord. They shouldn't walk like those who don't know God in the vanity of their mind. They should walk as those who know the Lord. That is, they should walk in the Lord. That the Gentiles or those who don't know the Lord are having their understanding darkened through ignorance. It says ignorance blindfolds the mind. When we don't know whom God is, it says that is the blindness that blinds the mind, that darkens the mind, that hardens our heart. But that when we know God, then we are no longer walking in darkness, we now walk in the light, we walk in the truth. And that Jesus Christ is the truth. That the life of God is in Christ. That if we have been taught by Christ, those who have been taught by Christ, they have the life of God. That's what Jesus says, that he is come, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And that the purpose why God sent his Son to us is to fill us with his life, the life of God himself, so that when we live, we will no longer live as unbelievers, we live as those who have God. That is, we live as children of God. The children of God live in God and God lives in them. That's what St. Paul is writing. And therefore, those who have been taught by him, as he said, that all will be taught of the Father. That everyone that is taught of the Father, come unto me. That's what Jesus says to the disciples. They should wait until the Spirit comes. Because the Spirit is the teacher. So you don't need any man to teach you. But the anointing teaches you. Now everyone that is taught of the Spirit, come unto him. They don't forget. Now, Jesus himself, as a man, showed us the way to live the life of God. He came to give us a footstep which we should follow. Remember when he was baptized and the Spirit of God came upon him? What Spirit? The Spirit of the Word of God came upon Jesus Christ. And see what the Scripture tells us of what happened to him. In Luke chapter 4, now reading from verse 1 to 4. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Amen. He says he was filled with the Spirit of God. Then the Spirit of God led him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Remember, God is not the tempter, the devil is the tempter. It says after he has fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came to tempt him, saying, If thou be the Son of God, turn this stone to bread. And Jesus answered the devil, saying to the devil, that it is written, that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. That if I be the Son of God, then I eat the food of God. That those who are of God eat the food of God. That the bread of God is not the bread you are talking of. How did he know it? By the Spirit. He said the Spirit led him to be tempted. So Jesus now showed us the truth. We didn't know the truth. All we knew is what the devil has offered to us through Adam, that we only live by physical food. Now it is Jesus that came to show. He said, this man, Jesus Christ, has fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He is hungry as a man. But he says he did not deviate 1 minute from the truth because he is in God. God is in him. He told the devil that he does not live by that means. He lives by God, by the word. And that means he's not telling us that the physical life is not the life of God. That God is a spirit. And that spirit gave us his word. He says that if we are to live his life, we have to live by him. And that is how he ordained for us. To live the life of God on earth. That God gave his word to us so that we will eat his word and then live the life of God. Even if we are still on earth, but we'll be living by his word. That is, we'll have this God and have him more abundantly. So the devil came to tempt him, like he has tempted all men. But he failed. Because Jesus, as the scripture says, was led by the Spirit of God. That's why he told us that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The children of God are not confused. They know their Father. They know what they are supposed to receive. St. Paul says that don't walk like Gentiles. It is Gentiles that walk in the vanity of their minds. That are having their heart darkened, blinded by the devil. And so Jesus made it clear that he has food to eat. That his food is not the devil's food. It's the food of God. Does it mean that he won't eat physical food? No, that's not the point. He says that if thou be the Son of God, command this stone to be turned to bread. That is the issue. Jesus says that is not the bread of God. That the bread of God is the word of God. And so the devil was presenting the natural food to him. And Jesus says that can never be the bread of God. That it is written. That the bread of God is the word of God. Every word that proceeds from his mouth. That is his bread which we should eat. And that he came to show us the bread of God, which we should eat to have the life of God. So that we can be living unto God and God will be alive in us. See what he said to them who were looking for him in John chapter 6. See what the King of Glory said concerning the life of God. John chapter 6, reading from verse 26. Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed." These people whom he fed, 5,000 of them, he says that they were looking for him after he has fed them. Now when they caught up with him, Jesus said to them that they should not seek for him for the meat that perishes, that the food, the natural food. They should labor for that which does not perish, which he gives, that it is he that the Father has sealed, that this food, this life which God wants us to receive is sealed in Christ, that is in Christ, that the life of God is in his Son, and that if we are to receive this life, we should believe on him whom he sent. That he is that one that we are to desire. Jesus says, "Ask, you shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. That anyone that asketh, receiveth. Anyone that seek, finds. Anyone that knock, it shall be opened to." So he said they should labor for that meat. That means God wants us to strive to receive this food, this wonderful food from God, this life that he gave to us. Look at what they said to him in verse 28. "And they said unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent." That's all. That's what is required. He said we should believe on him whom God has sent, that he has already sent him. And in verse 30, "And they said unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." So they said to him, "What sign do you show to us so that we may believe on you? That Moses gave them bread in the wilderness, as it is written, that he gave them bread from heaven." Jesus said, "No, the food your fathers ate in the wilderness is not the bread from heaven. That the bread of God is he that comes down from heaven." See, he said the bread of God is not the bread of humans. It's not the bread of flesh and blood. And that it is he that came down from heaven, which a man will eat and he will never die. He won't perish. He will live forever. That the bread of God is the word of God that came down from heaven. And he is saying to them that he who came down is the bread of God. Who? The word of God. In verse 34, "Then said they unto him, Evermore give us this bread." What's the problem? They are looking at the physical man. They're not listening to what he said. Just as Satan tempted Jesus, he was looking at the physical things. He said, "Ever give us this bread." Jesus said to them in verse 35, "And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not." Wonderful. He said he is the bread that came down from heaven. You know what that means? He says, "I am the word of God." But they could not hear what he's saying. When he said to them, "The bread of God is he that cometh down from heaven," they now say, "Ever give us this bread." He says, I am that bread of God. I am that word of God which a man should live by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. That you want to live the life of God, the life of God is in me, Jesus says. That in the beginning, as the scripture says, was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. He said in him was life. What life? The life of God. As you know, the life of a rat is in a rat. The life of a goat is in a goat. The life of an elephant lives in an elephant. So when you see the elephant, you know this is an elephant. Jesus says that you have both seen me and you believe not. That God is in me. Who? He says, I am the Word of God. And which he says that we are to eat and live. Live how? Live in God and God will be alive in us. And that except a man eat his flesh and drink his blood, he says he has no life in him. He's not talking of physical life. He says we don't have the life of God. Except we eat him and drink him. That is, except we come to believe that this one whom God sent from heaven, God dwells in him. Who? He said he sent his word. That God dwells in the Holy Scriptures. He says, I am the Word that came from heaven. Jesus said with no mistake whatsoever. He told them that I am that bread of God, which came down from heaven, that you have both seen me and you don't believe, that indeed the Word was made flesh. And this Word that was made flesh, he said the reason why he came is to give us understanding that he is food indeed. He is drink indeed. That God gave them food in the wilderness. He said they didn't eat. They ate manna. Then they thought the manna is the bread from heaven. No, it was the word he gave to Moses. Jesus says the bread from heaven, which he wanted them to eat in the wilderness. 40 years, he was knocking at the door of their heart to eat him. He said they will not. And then they perish. That's what he said. Look at it. If we jump to verse 48 of John 6. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Are you hearing? He said your fathers did eat manna. They ate manna which you are talking of, which you are calling the bread of heaven. And they are dead. This is the bread, in verse 50. This is the bread which come down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. That your fathers, they are dead, Jesus says. Dead in what form? They are dead to God. God is not in them. They don't know whom God is. God is living. He says that we should not live like ignorant people. Ignorant of the word of God. That in days of ignorance, God overlooked. He's warning every one of us to repent that we have both seen him and he said we don't believe on him, on who? Whom God sent. Do you know that God sent the Holy Scriptures to us? The whole essence is that we should eat him, that we don't live by physical means. We should eat God. That every word that proceeded from the mouth of God is the Son of God, which is the bread that came down from heaven. He says, I am that bread of God. Which a man will eat, he will never die. That I am that book of life, which he says, whosoever is not found written in this book of life shall perish. That this book should be in you as how the Son of God. And you should be in this book. Jesus says, if you abide in my word, and my word abide in you. That is not a mere saying. Him saying what it is. When he says, I am that bread that came down from heaven, he says, I am that word of God that came down from heaven, that the word was made flesh, that without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. That God made his word in the Bible to become flesh and blood. moving and testifying of the word to us, preaching the word to us, that the life of God is in him. That if we want to live the life of God, we want to have eternal life, we want to live and not perish, he said we should eat him. That he is that word of life. He is that living one, that living son of God. And that until we come to this knowledge, he said we are alienated to God. We are cut off from the commonwealth of faith. That Abraham is in him, Isaac in him, Jacob in him, and all the prophets are in him, Jesus says. He says, your fathers ate manna in the wilderness, they are dead. Abraham is not dead. He ate this bread. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they are dead. He's not talking of physical death. All humans die. He says they are dead from the life of God. There is... they are not in him, he's not in them. And so he said he came so that we will have the life of God. And that everyone that have the life of God will live forever through him. And so he says to them that their fathers ate the bread in the wilderness, the manna, they are dead. That I am that bread which a man will eat, he will never perish. Look at verse 51. Of John 6, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. He says, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. That it is his flesh he came to give to us, so that we will eat him. And that flesh of God is the word of God. That no man has seen God at any time. His only begotten son. His word which he gave to us, he said he had declared him. That this invisible God, the Holy Spirit himself, which no man has seen, gave us the scriptures. He says to us that we should eat every word that proceeds from him. As who? As his son. And then when we do so, then we have the life of God because God is in him. God is in his word. And this is what he came to do. That anyone that is not aware of this is alienated or cut off from the life of God. And Jesus says that he came so that we will not be cut off from God anymore. That God brought us to himself. He wants us to come to the tree of life, which he drove Adam from. He says, now I am that living one. It's time appointed of God for us to eat him. He says that anyone that eats of this tree shall live forever. You know, Adam was driven out. And he says, lest he touch this tree and he live forever. But Jesus says that now you can eat him. That he has come. So that we will be alive in God, not in the flesh. And that it is in him we are to live and move forever. And that's why God so loves us, as the scripture says. He gave us his only begotten son, that flesh and blood is not the son of God. And that's why he drove Adam away. And then in the fullness of time, he gave us his son. He gave us this living tree as the word of God himself. The planting of God. Jesus says, I am the true planting, that God planted this tree of life that abides forever. He says, if you eat me, you have life. And that this life is in his son. And that's why he said in verse 63 of John 6, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. 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 He said that's what we are supposed to eat, that when we hear his talk, he's talking of his word. When he says, eat my flesh, he's talking of his word. When he says to us, drink his blood, he's talking of his word. That the word of God is the flesh and the blood of God. that is bread of God is he that came down from heaven, in which we are to eat. And then when we eat him, we will be alive in him. He will be alive in us. See what John wrote in 1 John chapter 5, in verse 11 of 1 John chapter 5. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. It says that God has given us eternal life, that is a life without end. Now, he says this life without end is in his Son. That there are two. One is not the Son of God. He says natural. He's flesh and blood. That the Son of God is he that came down from heaven, not the dust of the ground. Now that God gave us eternal life through his Son. And in verse 12, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. He came so that we can have him. And have him more abundantly. He wants us to be filled with the knowledge of the Son of God. That's how we have him. He wants us to know this Son of God. This one that came down from heaven. This one who said we should eat him. Now he said this is the record that God has given us eternal life. This life is in his Son. And this Son of God said that the world has both seen him and don't believe that this word was preached in the old time. They didn't believe on him. That this word is whom God is preaching to us, that we should believe on him, whom he has sent. That by believing on him, then we gain access to him. By believing on him whom he has sent, that's how we have him. We don't believe that the word of God is Jesus, that living and eternal Son of God. That the Son of God is come. He gave us this understanding. That the reason why he came is so that we will eat the bread that came from God. Amen. We didn't know that he is the bread that came from God. And that the bread from heaven is himself. Which God so loved us, he gave to us. And that every word that proceeded from God, he says, is food indeed. Is drink indeed. And that this word is given so that we can have the life of God. So that we can eat him and then have God in us. God says that we are deficient of the life of God. We are destitute of the life of God. We don't have the life of God in us. And that the way to have the life of God in us, God so loved us, he gave us eternal life, gave us his life in his word, through his word. And he now says that if we eat him, that the words he speak, they are spirit, they are living. That if we eat this food from God, then we'll have God. We will never die. It says that we have passed from death to life. And that this is the will of he that sent me. That anyone that seeth the Son and believe on him, he will have everlasting life. He will raise him up on the last day. That his food is to do the will of he that sent him. That God came to give us life on earth. That the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men. Teaching us that we should deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Jesus did. Satan came to tempt him and he rejected that ungodly provision. He said we should not be like Esau who for one plate of food. He sold his birthright. That we come near to God through knowledge of him. Amen. That God has given us life. This life, we can live it on earth. We should live soberly and godly in this present world. That God was in the man Christ Jesus. He did not deny God. And he was in God. And then he's saying to us that the way to live the life of God is to live the life of the Word of God. And that to live the life of the Word of God is to know him. To know whom God sent so that we can have him abundantly in our life. In our hearts. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.